Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 people linked to an alleged scheme to install a slate of fake electors in the 2020 presidential election. The suspects appear to include former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and attorney Rudy Giuliani. From member station KJZZ, Wayne Shutsky reports from Phoenix.
According to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, the state grand jury returned indictments against the 11 so-called fake electors, who each faced 9 counts of felony fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Those include former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward, as well as state senators Jake Hoffman and Anthony Kern. 7 other defendants were also indicted. The indictment also mentions 5 unindicted co-conspirators, including one whose name is redacted, but who is described as a former president of the United States who made false claims about the election. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.
Tensions remain high on college campuses across the nation amid protests over the war in Gaza. At Columbia University in New York, demonstrators are calling for the school to divest itself from Israel. Student Kaimani James says they're staying put until the demands are met.
It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson traveled to New York today to meet with Jewish students at Columbia and to call for the resignation of the university's president. Meanwhile, police in riot gear have begun arresting demonstrators at the University of Southern California campus. The White House confirms that the U.S. shipped new long-range missiles to Ukraine last month. President Biden approved the shipment in February. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, administration officials believe the new weapons and other military aid will improve Ukraine's position on the battlefield.
There's a great deal of concern in the U.S. that Russia could move on Kharkiv. Of course, that city was taken from the Russians by Ukrainian forces last year. Again, the delay in aid for Ukraine has led the Russians to push deeper into Ukraine. Ukrainians didn't have the artillery shells they needed to push back on Russian forces. They basically had to hold off on shooting the number of missiles necessary to push the Russians back.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 42 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 16 points, and the S&P 500 edged a point higher. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are also lower. This is NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the NPR Wine Club. NPR Wine Club members have contributed over $1.5 million to helping create a more informed public. Be 21. Join the charge at nprwineclub.org/podcast.